Rosemary Clooney. Rosemary Clooney, born May 23, 1928, and died June 29, 2002, was a popular American singer and actress. She was most popular singing traditional pop music in the 1940s and 50s, with songs like Come On to My House. She was the aunt of actor George Clooney and the sister to former television personality Nick Clooney. Her early life. Clooney was born in Maysville, Kentucky, about 45 miles up the Ohio River from Cincinnati, Ohio, to Andrew Joseph Clooney and Frances Marie Guilfoyle, both of whom were Roman Catholics of Irish ancestry. Her father was an alcoholic, and she and her brother and sister were constantly moving back and forth between her parents. When Rosemary was 15, her mother and brother Nick moved to California. She and her sister Betty remained with their father. Rosemary was bipolar. Her professional life. Rosemary, Betty, and her brother Nick all became entertainers. Skipping ahead a bit, in the next generation, some of her own children, including Miguel and Rafael, and also her nephew, George Clooney, Nick's son, also became respected entertainers. In 1945, the Clooney sisters won a spot on Cincinnati's radio station WLW as singers. Her sister Betty sang in a duo with Rosemary for much of her early career. Rosemary's first recordings in May 1946 were for Columbia Records as a singer with the big band of Tony Pastor. She continued working with the Pastor Band until 1949, making her last recording with the band in May of that year, and her first as a solo artist a month later, still for Columbia. In 1951, her record of Come On to My House became a big hit, the first of many singles to hit the charts, despite the fact that Clooney hated the song passionately. She had been told by Columbia to record the song, and that she would be in violation of her contract if she did not record it. In 1954, she, along with Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, and Vera Ellen, starred in the movie White Christmas. Years later, Clooney would often appear with Crosby on television, such as in the 1957 special The Edsel Show, and the two friends made a concert tour of Ireland together. Crosby opined that Clooney was the best in the business. In 1956, she starred in a half-hour syndicated television musical variety show titled The Rosemary Clooney Show. The show featured the Hi-Lo's singing group and the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. The following year, the show moved to NBC primetime as The Lux Show starring Rosemary Clooney, but only lasted one season. The new show featured the Modern Heirs singing group and Frank Duvall's orchestra. In 1958, Clooney left Columbia, doing a number of recordings for MGM Records, and then some for Coral Records. Finally, towards the end of 1958, she signed with RCA Victor Records, where she stayed until 1963. In 1964, she went to Reprise Records, and in 1965 to Dot Records. In 1966, she went to United Artist Records. In 1986, she sang a duet with Wildman Fisher on It's a Hard Business. Beginning in 1977, she recorded an album for Concord Records, which continued until her death. This made her something of an anomaly because most of her generation of singers had long since stopped recording regularly by then. In the late 1970s and early 1980s, Clooney was also a pitch person for Coronet Paper Towels, for which she sang a memorable jingle that goes, "Extra value is what you get when you buy Coronet." Jim Belushi later parodied Clooney in the commercial while as a cast member for NBC's Saturday Night Live in the early 1980s. In 1984, Clooney guest starred on the new NBC medical drama ER, for which she was nominated for an Emmy Award. Clooney received the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2002. Her personal life. Clooney was married three times, twice to Jose Farrar, from 1953 until 1961, and again from 1964 to 1967. In 1997, she married Dante DiPaolo. Rosemary and Jose had five children. Miguel Ferrer, born in 1955, Maria, born in 1956. Gabrielle Ferrer, born in 1957, who married Debbie Boone. Monsita, in 1958. And Rafael Ferrer, born in 1960. In 1968, Clooney was present at the assassination of her close friend Robert F. Kennedy. The event traumatized her for years afterwards. She had a nervous breakdown on stage in Reno, Nevada, caused in part by serious drug problems. In 1980, she purchased a second home at 106 Riverside Drive in Augusta, Kentucky, near her childhood home of Maysville. Today it houses collections of her personal items and memorabilia from many of her films and singing performances. Her nephew George Clooney appeared on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno on January 2, 2007, and discussed, among other things, how Rosemary Clooney had sheltered both Leno and himself early in their careers. A longtime smoker, Clooney was diagnosed with lung cancer at the end of 2001, and despite surgery, died 6 months later on June 29, 2002, at her home in Beverly Hills, California, at the age of 74. George Clooney served as a pallbearer at her funeral, which was attended by numerous stars, including Al Pacino. Clooney is buried in St. Patrick's Cemetery, Maysville, Mason County, Kentucky.